Hello.
Hello.
My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Calling House on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Enrique Garcias Acevedo?
That's me.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I think the chances are 50-50.
Okay. In what year were you born?
1958.
Okay. What is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic Latino.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Right now, I don't know.
Okay. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Right now, I don't know either.
Okay. I would like to rate your feelings toward some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. What can I say about Ted Cruz?
Would
I know who he is, but
I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100.
I would say 50.
50? Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, Mr. President. I guess around 52.
52? Okay.
Yeah, 50. 50.
What about Donald Trump?
Mr. Trump, I would say 52. 50.
Okay. What about Greg Abbott?
Greg Abbott, he's on top of the list right now for me. I would say about 75.
Okay. What about Adam Hinojosa?
I have never heard of him. I don't know.
Okay. What about Morgan Lamantia?
I know very little about that person, so I got no idea about her.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I think he's doing a good job.
Would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Approve.
Would you somewhat approve it or strongly approve it?
Approve, no mas, no mas. I think he's doing a good job.
Okay. And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
I really don't know anything about Morgan, so I cannot say anything.
Yeah, okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Right now, I cannot say.
Yeah, okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I cannot say. I got no comment on that.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
I don't know who the second person is, so I cannot comment.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Ted Cruz or Democrat Colin Allred?
You just asked me a question a couple of minutes ago, so I cannot decide on that.
Okay.
Perhaps the other person, I know Ted Cruz, but the other person, I don't know who the person is, so I need to hear more about that person, too.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
I don't know who Roland Gutierrez is, so I cannot say.
Okay. Well, if the elections were held today, and if you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Ted Cruz or Democrat Roland Gutierrez?
You just asked me a question. I'm not going to answer.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
I'll probably go with Vicente.
Okay.
I know and very little about Myra, so I'll probably go with Vicente.
Okay. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
I don't know any of those two persons, so I cannot say.
Well, if the election for Texas State Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
You just asked me the same question. I'm not going to answer that. Because I know very little about both persons, so I cannot decide.
Okay. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and state and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. Securing the border, do you think that the issue should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and state and Texas state legislature?
I think it's a high priority.
Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care. Do you think that issue should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature?
What was the question?
Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
But who, to who? Older people, younger people, medium?
It completes at healthcare, just ensuring access to affordable and quality healthcare.
Yes, but for who? For any people? Because I don't qualify in that category, I guess.
It will, in this case, the sentence ends in ensuring access to affordable quality.
Yes, but who is the affordable insurance for? For anybody that qualifies or on the general side?
Remember that this is for the Texas state legislature.
Yes, but you are not answering my question. Is it for everybody or for only certain people or what?
In this case, it does not mention
well,
it. It's just... It's
I
just,
cannot answer that question.
No, what about supporting reproductive health care choices for women? Do you think that the issue should...
What is that? Like for abortions and all that stuff?
Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women?
That question, I don't understand it. Be more specific.
Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women?
I cannot answer that question.
No problem at all. What about supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
That question is, that question.
Do you think that the issue should
wait,
be a high
like,
priority?
Is it for like to raise the minimum wage or what?
Supporting South Texas jobs and
I
wages.
Understand.
Supporting.
Is that for to raise the minimum wage too, or because is it for that supporting? Why am I going to support? I have never worked in South Texas before. Because the money is not there.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages. Would you think that the?
Okay. But you. You ask me questions and then you don't answer the question that I'm telling you. I don't know what I can say about that because I don't even like the question.
Okay. What about supporting public schools?
Supporting public schools should be there.
Do you think that the issue should be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature?
I think that's a high priority.
Yeah, okay. Thinking again about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas's abortion ban?
I would vote against.
You would vote for against it, you said?
No. If you would vote. The person tries to do whatever they want with their body, so I'm for the person.
And would you somewhat support it or much more likely support it?
More likely to support it.
Okay, a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community?
I don't know what that is, so I cannot answer that.
No, okay. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
I would vote for that, for security.
Would you somewhat... or
highly.
Much.
I would highly vote for that.
No, okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
I don't understand the question, so I cannot answer it.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
I think the government, the governor of Texas, is doing a good job on that. I would vote for him. Yes.
Would you say somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Do you use WhatsApp?
Excuse me?
Do you use WhatsApp?
No.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Right now, I'm undecided.
Yeah, okay. Do you think yourself as closer to the Republican or to the Democratic Party?
I cannot answer that.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I don't know that either. Not okay. At the moment.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, post H&S, including a vocational, technical, or trade school?
I got up to 11th grade.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
You just called me. You said my name.
No. Okay. No problems at all. Just to confirm, that would be Enrique, correct?
Correct.
No. Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I
no.
note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
Yeah, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you.
Have yourself a wonderful night, sir.
You too.
Thank you, sir.